USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Some people may think it's going to be like a light switch on and off. You know, we're either out and we're in. It's just not going to be that way because we have a very large country.
Dr. Anthony Fauci at the Daily White House coronavirus briefing explaining to the American people the process in which it will be determined how we can all get back to work. Fauci says it will be based on the medical data.
And there are different impacts. As you see, New York is very different from other parts of the country, from the Midwest, from the mountain region. California and Washington, different than New Orleans. So as we discuss and consider the public health aspects, it likely would be something that I refer to as sort of like a rolling reentry. It's not going to be one size fits all. So I don't know what it's going to be yet because we still have time to look at it. There would be recommendations that would be based purely on public health.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
So I issued travel restrictions on that date, even though nobody died, and I got brutalized over it by the press because I was way too early. I shouldn't have done it. Brutalized by the press, but, you know, sort of I've been brutalized for the last 4 years.
At the Daily White House coronavirus briefing, President Trump setting the record straight with the mainstream media, showing a video with clips from many Democrats and Republican lawmakers, too, praising the president and the administration for how it has conducted itself during the coronavirus crisis. Now, in this video, you hear from New York Times reporter Maggie Haberman.
He was accused of xenophobia. He was accused of making a racist move. At the end of the day, it was probably effective.
California Governor Democrat Gavin Newsom.
He returns calls. He reaches out. He's been proactive.
And the Democratic governors of New York and New Jersey, Cuomo and Murphy.
His team is on it. They've been responsive.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Turns out the 2020 presidential campaign cycle being impacted by the coronavirus pandemic in terms of the ability to fundraise. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details now from Washington, D.C.
More than $212 million was raised in the first quarter by the president's reelection campaign and the Republican National Committee. The campaign raising $86 million in February before the coronavirus pandemic started to hamper things. That led to only $63 million being raised last month. The pandemic has led to multiple in-person fundraisers having to be canceled. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And a NASCAR driver issuing an apology for using a racial slur, the N-word, over a hot microphone. USA Radio's Tim Berg with details.
NASCAR driver Kyle Larson issues a video apology and owns up to a racial slur that he said Sunday night during an iRace event.
Yeah, I just want to say I'm sorry. You know, last night I made a mistake and said the word that should never, ever be said. And, you know, there's no excuse for that. You know, I wasn't raised that way. You know, it's just an awful thing to say. And I feel very sorry for my family, my friends, my partners, the NASCAR community, and especially the African-American community.
NASCAR and Chip Ganassi Racing have suspended Larson. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.